So, I'm going to... was that the quiet and docile part? Yeah. Okay, so now here's the wound up part. What do you need to escape from? You're going to tell me that you need alcohol to escape from life. What is it that you need to escape from? You need to escape from Monday? Because there's a whole big whack of people who'd be really fucking thrilled to be having a Monday right now. To be having your Monday. And you're like, oh, but my mother's having radiation and my child is diagnosed autistic and I tripped over the dog and broke my arm and it snowed in October, so my life is a misery. These things all mean that I should drink. And I will call bullshit, because none of those things mean that you should drink. What it does mean, though, is that you've worn a road in your head, a route between I feel any kind of emotion, stress, anxiety, worry, celebration. And you've worn a road that goes straight to booze, even though it doesn't make any sense, even though it causes you repercussions that you don't like, even though you routinely used to, not anymore, not you, used to drink more than you want to. But now that you're sober, that all stops. It all stops. Yes, your mother still has radiation. You still fell over the dog. You still have a child who has autism. But now you're actually a functioning, sober human who can be on call at 2 a.m. when somebody needs to be driven somewhere. And you say, but how do I escape from me? How do I escape from the cycles of thoughts in my head? This is the cranky part, right? I'm just going to allow myself a couple minutes of cranky. You got to be fucking kidding me. There. How's that? Yeah. I'm holding myself back from being really wound up. Not even sure why. You know, we're born and then we go to 99 and then we croak. And sometime along in there we may croak earlier or get squished by a bus, and you can't tell me that you need to escape from something so bad that you're going to add a level of misery to your life to get the escape. You cannot tell me that. Wolfie will tell you that. Bullshit booze will tell you that. You've worn down a path in your brain that tells you that. It's just not true. It's not true at all. And you know it. And you haven't hung up. Stop listening to this because you know what I'm saying is true. And you're saying, I can hear you. You're saying, well, I know it doesn't help me, but I don't feel like I have any other choice. You have hundreds of choices. You have thousands of choices, including going to bed fully clothed, including telling those people that you're not going to that event.